Good morning. This is Ken Graham here at the operations area of the National Hurricane Center. The official clock has 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. This is the latest information that we have on Hurricane Dorian. So here's the image here that we have on the satellite. The NOAA satellite's hard at work again, giving us great information that we need to continue this forecast. A little more organized, and we've even reflected that in the forecast. A couple things you can see. This is actually the sun coming up, and we get a visible image of this hurricane. You can see some of the core areas right in the center, some of that convection showing that the strong nature of this storm and even getting stronger, and even seeing some of these rain bands come out outside the center as well. So some of the other things that we can see, you start seeing this fanning go out far away from the storm at the upper levels of the storm. So in other words, it's looking healthier and getting stronger. And we actually reflected that in the latest information in our forecast that we have. Now the wind's 110 miles an hour and moving northwest at 12 miles an hour. So here's what we got for a forecast. A couple things to note on this forecast graphic here. One is right around the center, the nature of the tropical storm force wind stretching about 90 miles away from the center. So, you know, we always talk about not just concentrating just on the center because these things are much larger. Here's the other thing to note. We are still forecasting a major hurricane with some sort of impact in Florida and at, you know, winds 140 miles an hour. We've got to take this real serious. Very strong storm. But one thing I want to point out is the forecast has slowed some. These points here, the closer they are together, that means the slower the storm. Each point is a 24-hour point. So stretching from Monday at 2 a.m., Tuesday at 2 a.m., and this is Wednesday at 2 a.m., that's not good because slower the storms, that's not our friend. That means more rain, more the winds over saturated soils, that becomes a problem. So you look at the timing here, we can start seeing some of these impacts, really getting into Sunday at 8 p.m. right off the coast. That's the arrival of tropical storm force winds. This is an important graphic because that tells us when we really need to have things wrapped up. You know, you get tropical storm force winds, it's too dangerous to be on a ladder. It's too dangerous to be driving. It's too dangerous to be holding plywood. You got to have things wrapped up. And then with time, overnight Sunday, this is 8 a.m. on Monday. This is the Florida coastline. So overnight Sunday into Monday, tropical storm force winds moving across Florida. This isn't just coastal, it's also the inland community, and this is when we got to be ready. So if we're going to see impacts late on Sunday, got to have things wrapped up on Sunday as well. So you have today, tomorrow, and also early Sunday to have things wrapped up. Slow movement, more rain. Look at this, 6 to 10 inches, possibly 10 to 15 in isolated spots. That's a lot of rain. So we got to be ready. We got a few days, and we got to take this storm very serious. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.